Nasser and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Still trying to get relief aid into Gaza despite the fact that the terrorist group Hamas is restricting access and putting all those involved in danger by using civilians as human shields. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that in his talks with the Turkish foreign minister, the two agreed it is up to Hamas to agree to at least a temporary ceasefire, allowing that aid to get into Gaza.
In this hour, we're also intensely focused on seeing if we can get a ceasefire with the release of hostages, the expansion of humanitarian assistance, and an environment for working on an enduring resolution.
Hamas left talks in Cairo aimed at reaching an agreement to pause the fighting ahead of Ramadan amid fears violence could escalate during the Muslim observance. Five people were killed, several injured after a parachute landing a humanitarian airdrop failed to open properly, bringing a pallet crashing down into a crowd of people waiting for food north of Gaza City's Shati refugee camp. And Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, commented on the ongoing effort.
The U.S. Air Force C-130 delivered 11,500 meals today, bringing the total meals airdropped by the U.S. to over 124,000 to date.
And those comments airing yesterday as the ongoing humanitarian effort continues. A lengthy Defense Department review of U.S. government activities related to unidentified anomalous phenomenon known to most of us as UFOs has found no evidence authorities have recovered crashed alien vehicles.
Aero has found no evidence that any U.S. government investigation, academic-sponsored research, or official review panel has confirmed that any sighting of a UAP represented extraterrestrial technology.
Once again, that is voice of Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder. And this is SRN News. Republican Nikki Haley quoted the Bible as she suspended her 2024 presidential campaign this week.
In her announcement speech, Haley ended her campaign with the same words she began it from the Old Testament book of Joshua.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For God will be with you wherever you go.
She also emphasized the need to bind together as Americans, urging the country to turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.25 billion to address its historic links to slavery. That's 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church said the original amount was insufficient compared to the wealth of the church and the, quote, moral sin and crime of the transatlantic slave trade. This is SRN News. When a total solar eclipse transforms day into night, how will the animals respond? The best viewing for it is in the state of Texas, but correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an animal's perspective of a solar eclipse. It could be different than most people think.
Several zoos along the path will be monitoring changes in behavior when the skies dim next month. In the past,
the flamingos all gathered around their chicks.
Adam Hartstone Rose at North Carolina State University is leading the team. There was a Komodo dragon.
They're a little bit scary, but they don't do anything.
But when the eclipse started,
just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
For this eclipse, some but not all of these animals will be observed.
We're going to look at a different group of gorillas and see if they behave the same way as previously.
One researcher says eclipses mimic short, fast-moving storms. When skies darken, many animals take shelter. I'm Ed Donahue.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.